Form 2 Tango Mobile.
M0TR. Good afternoon, Rusty.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon there, Tom.
Well, I just noticed my mic cord's getting kind of frayed up there on the mic. Might have to check that out. Hope it's not broken wire here. We're still feeling kind of crappy. It's the only way I know how to explain it. But this is about day number 10.
About you guys and wondering how you were doing. Hadn't talked to you in a couple of days. Just got oil changed. Now I got to run up to Publix and pick up a couple of things so I can go home and fix me some lunch and something that'll be lunch and supper and a little bit of everything because I got I'll probably eat some soup out tonight. And I had to go out and get an oil change. My oil change had at 190,000 miles. I was at 193,000, you know.
Yeah, it's about time to get an oil change, I guess, up there. Well, Bernice is feeling better than I am, but this cold is horrible, and the coughing and not getting any sleep at night is what's the bad part. But haven't run a fever in all those days. Bernice did about day one, just a very small one, but ever since then, neither one of us has had a fever. So they say that's a good sign. You just feel crummy and wore out. I was up during the night for probably an hour, and then back up and down every 2 or 3 hours coughing. I can't get the coughing stopped.
Well, I think you probably caught one of those bugs that's going around right now, and we got a lady in church in our choir that she's had problems with that. Her big thing, the only thing left with it is the coughing that she's got left. She says the rest she feels much better. It's just, you know, the coughing is what's doing it. So anyway, but I know what that's like and everything. But at least you don't have to go anywhere, Tom.
From what I've read, you know, we're not contagious anymore. But because it's been 10 days now, and I don't know, Rusty, what to believe. They say you can test positive for a long time afterwards, even after you had it.
It's what they call the false positives, and I've heard of other people that are having them. And a truck going by me that's got loaded on his trailer is one of those nice little burial crypts they put in the ground before they put your casket in it.
Yeah, I see those floating around. Well, it's all in what you believe, I guess. It just seems like a lot of money spent for nothing, but there we go. Ashes and ashes and dust to dust and all of that. You know, eventually it's going to happen, and that's a date we all don't look forward to.
That's true. But as you say, it will happen. And awesome. Anyway, well, I had made church yesterday, and we sang, and then I went out and got me some broiled fish for lunch yesterday, and that was enjoyable. And I went, well, ooh, dead deer along the side of the road over here. Just like that's a doe, though. That buck that's dead is still back beyond my property behind me. Nobody'll come get it. And the company that does that, they won't come get it off of where it is because it's not on my property. And they charge for it, so I don't think Bill's going to do it. He's hoping some of the coyotes that we've got around will come get it, but they ain't making no effort. Anyway, you know, let me let this go. Yeah, I'll watch that before I overload it. Anyway, it's 54 degrees out here right now, Tom.
I'm showing 14 mile an hour wind from the northwest, and I went out and, there was a fella in Vermont I talked to the other night that was going to be 100, and he was was on 80 meters, and he sent me a real nice QSL card from up there. He's right up against the Canadian border. And then he sent actually a map like you'd buy at a filling station, Vermont, and a nice little letter with it. Well, I don't usually do QSL cards anymore, but I thought I might as well do that. I was looking through some cards there yesterday, and I found that one from a fellow by the name of Jiggs up in North Dakota on CW. And he was 99 years old and a retired radio telegrapher. And then there used to be a lot more special event stations on, it seemed like. I hadn't looked at those cards for ages, but I was putting that Vermont card in my U.S. cards there, and I noticed how many submarines and how many carriers and how many times I worked the CIA. You never hear the CIA on there anymore, Rusty. It's N0TR.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, I'm getting ready to fall in the shadow of the Publix over here, because when I park up down next to the building, that puts that building right smack dab between me and the repeater. I'll catch up to you in a little bit, Tom. I'm getting ready to pull in down here and park and go get what I need to get and go home so I can fix me some lunch. I'll talk to you in a little bit. N0TR, W2T Mobile.
Okay, Rusty. Well, that soup sounds good. Bernice is over here sewing for the grandson, and he's going to play, I think it was Highline or something like that. Anyway, she's getting so big I had to let his shirts out some. Talk to you later, Rusty. W2T and 0TR clear.